The Burning Maze, Chapter 17. Bill and Don are dead. Bye-bye, love and happiness. Hello, headlessness. I enjoy running people over in a chariot as much as the next deity, but I did not like the
idea. Hi, I'm Ava.
I'm Neve.
And I'm Brayden.
And this is Return to Camp Half-Blood, the English class that you always wanted.
Where we analyze the Percy Jackson and Heroes of Olympus books through a new theme every week.
An audiobook together, you know.
I think we should
book us. Hear that, Rick? Okay. What's your next project?
True.
Ava, Neve, how are we?
Pretty good. Okay, this little Thanksgiving, a few days off from doing things, I guess you'd call it a break, has been
a holiday.
I guess I was like, well, I don't know if I can call it like Thanksgiving break because I'm not like in school anymore, but I don't know. But it's been pretty stellar. A lot of sleeping, because fortunately
pretty standard Ava activity,
right? And I needed it so bad because here's the thing. The week prior, I was very sleep deprived and didn't really know it until the middle of the week, because something I did every single night that week was fall asleep on the couch. And I did stay the whole night there every night, which I didn't super put together was like not great quality of sleep until the middle of the week. And then at that point I was so tired, it just kept happening. So slept a lot in my bed. Yesterday I did a big deep clean of my room. And that was pretty cool. Today I went to a coffee shop to do some little remote work. It was Starbucks, like let's not be cryptic, but it was awesome. I was so productive. So overall I'm chilling. I'm midway through Songbirds and Snakes. I have to finish reading it before I go see it. I didn't make as much progress as I thought I would, but very good book. Very good book. Love it. Love it. Love it. How about you guys? Neve?
I'm good. I had a hectic holiday. Lot happened, and it's not over, but it's okay. I'm trying to be like vague because like no one needs to know my family drama on the podcast, but my Thanksgiving break was exhausting and it's like not over yet. So that's super, super fun. I very much enjoyed today and yesterday being back in our little city life, which has been nice. We watched Saltburn.
Oh my God. I need to see
the weirdest movie I've ever seen. I think I liked it.
Ava.
It was fucking crazy. There was literally a scene. This is not a visual medium, but there was a scene that I could, you know how like we normally do like Stefan hands, like over.
Right. Like cover your, yeah, yeah.
To indicate surprise. I literally felt like putting my hands over my mouth was making it too subtle. I was literally sitting in the theater like full mouth open, just shocked for the entire scene. This was an insane, insane film.
Wow.
But it was good, I think.
I loved it.
Saltburn and Babylon Daughter, for real. They are very much alike.
They're kin.
They're aligned.
You have to see this movie, Ava.
I will.
So we can talk about it, because it was bizarre to say the least.
It was so crazy. It was only showing in like three theaters in Philadelphia, and one of them not being near us, so we were like near Temple watching this movie, because there was only like it was only that AMC and like two art
had
house
to
theaters.
Commute to North Philly.
It was
kind of pirate it. I mean, no, I won't.
No, she won't. But it was insane. It was an insane movie.
It was definitely worth a see.
Yeah.
If you're someone who listens to this podcast who is below 18, I will not recommend this movie to you. I actually think it might be detrimental for you to see it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we actually can't support minors seeing this film. I think that's actually
I won't tell you to see this movie.
I actually think if we told minors to see this film, we probably could catch a case over that one.
Yeah.
Like, that could be a crime.
Oh my God,
this film sounds absurd.
It is.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I can't wait to see it. Oh my God. Okay. Wow. Very exciting.
You'll really love the final scene.
You said I will?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to write that down so I can remember it. I have watched Saltburn written. Brayden says, I will love the final scene.
If you like the movie, you will love the final scene.
If, in all caps, if I like the movie.
Okay. I think you'll like it. You have to see it.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Experience.
Interesting. Interesting.
Crazy.
I do need to watch it again. It's one of those movies that you need, like, after you watch it the first time, you're like, I need to watch it again, knowing what I know now at the end of this movie.
Reading the play backwards.
Exactly. Yeah.
Motif. How are you, Brayden?
How am I? I'm good. The past couple days post the whole, like, being home and, like, that, which was also nice. I had a very nice time visiting my family and visiting home. It's just always exhausting because it's a lot of traveling and stuff, and seven hours on a train.
The thought of getting on another train this week actually has me, like, ready to hurl. I cannot believe.
Yeah, it's a lot. Traveling is just a lot. But the past couple of days have been nice to just been, like, going to the gym, watching Housewives, not really worrying about work. The daunting feeling of, like, having to wake up tomorrow and go back to just work every day is certainly there. I'm today kind of did hit the, like, I'm ready to have routine back in my life.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that.
That's how vacation or like time off is. Always. It's like nice to begin with. And then you're like, I do need to, like, feel like I have a semblance of regularity in my life.
Yeah. Oh my God. Speaking of work, I worked on Black Friday. I worked retail on Black Friday.
How'd it go?
I'm very brave.
You are. Honestly, you were like, I have to work Black Friday. I was like, I would have literally been like, I'm sick. Like, I would not have showed.
No, because the thing was, like, the position that I have right now is like a seasonal sales associate thing. And it's so they literally said in the interview, like, are you available to work Black Friday? Like, it was kind of a must. And so I was like, oh God, like, gearing up for this for a long time. And it really, I was very lucky that I had an afternoon shift. I was very lucky that I didn't have to deal with all the people coming to the retail establishment in the morning, because that would have been awful, because those people are feral and superhuman and venomous. But afternoon, it wasn't too bad. I was mostly at front of shop. I was at the door. So every time someone walked in, I would get this crazy blast of cold air. So long story short, was fucking freezing for 4.5 hours. But, like, I managed, I lived, and it wasn't quite as bad as I thought it was going to be. And I got 1.5 hours.
Nice.
Work.
That's awesome. But, yeah.
I just, one of the crazy shoppers on Black Friday, so apologies to anyone who... No, I showed up at, like, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a morning Black Friday. I'm always a lazy Black Friday shopper. Right. I just show up in the mid-afternoon and see what's left.
Yeah.
Pick from that. But there were still some good sales. Specifically, I went to the outlets, which I now know I should have been doing every fucking year, because I was going to a real mall and, like, they always had decent deals. The outlets are already discounted. So they're like, they're paying you. Like, I walked into so many stores and they were like, yeah, we're 60% off the whole fucking store. Like, any item you want. Wow. And I'm like, this is so amazing. And they're like, not like the in fashions, but like, I'm not in the in fashions. I've been looking for those like cargo pants for so long now and not found an affordable pair.
You kind of missed the boat. Yeah.
Yeah. But now they're like kind of out of fashion. So they're like at the Nordstrom outlet for really discounted prices on Black Friday. And I was like, this is so slay.
It's also like, you know, you can always find gems in wherever you look.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, completely.
It was actually insane though to find parking, because the outlets are not like, they're not, it's kind of like an outdoor mall situation where I am. And it was like, they don't really have that much parking to begin with. I parked in a parking lot that was literally just a field a little bit down the street from the mall. And I'm still convinced that there was like a magical force protecting it. And it was like, only if you are worthy of a Black Friday parking spot, you see this as a parking lot, and otherwise you see it as like a bunch of trees. Like, it looked like a random field in the middle of nowhere. So I parked there. I guess I was worth it, but it was fun. You went like at an insane time in the morning, right?
Okay. I did go at 7.
Oh.
So we were up at 6, but it was fun. I was coming back to Philly that day. So I had a train to catch at 2. So like I had to go earlier, and I was like, might as well do the, like, in the spirit of Black Friday, like go in the morning.
Made a day of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice. Some good deals. I got a watch for $20. That's
crazy. Okay. Yeah. That's nuts. Good for you.
Yeah. Welcome back to Return to Camp Half-Blood. This week we'll be discussing the Trials of Apollo, the Burning Maze, chapters 17 through 20, through the theme of ego. Ava, how are you feeling about doing the summary this week?
I'll manage.
Okay, go.
Okay, so the gang essentially is still in their tiff with Medea, and she's like, you thought you could throw me off course with this arrow. I'm going to summon my grandfather Helios. And essentially it gets super warm in there. And she's like trying to kill everyone. And Meg has flowers growing out of her ears. Really cool visual. And she can't hear anything. She's very funny being like, what? That was a highlight for me. And basically they fight. They almost all get heat stroke and die. Piper uses her blowgun and like stabs Medea in the back with a little poison dart. Then they all go back and one of the dryads has died. And then they're like,
your time is up.
We'll make it out.
I guess a lot kind of did happen.
Not much happened after. Like,
he has a dream.
Oh, he did have a dream. It was like a dream. Flashback dream.
He has a
dream. And we just kind of get to see how bad Caligula is.
Yeah, where it's like Caligula really wants to be Apollo so badly. Which, honestly, here's the thing. I think that's pretty funny because, Caligula seemed so much more intimidating before. He's so awful and, like, we know this. But, like, he just got a little more pathetic to me when Apollo was like, he just wants to be me so bad. I was like, you want to be him? Really? You really want to be him? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very, like, we talked at a point about, like, Nero is Trump and, who's the other one?
Commodus,
thank you. Is Elon Musk. Caligula is just that demon twink down the block. He's just like a nasty little gay.
But he also has like killed people and has like millions of subscribers on YouTube.
Yes, like completely. Very
millions of subscribers.
What's his YouTube. I'm tempted to say James Charles.
I was gonna say Jeffree Star.
No, but like but I would say perhaps I can't think of his name now though. The Christian Walker.
Oh, he's Christian.
Big Christian.
I don't know this person.